It was as the sun was going down that the fireflies started to appear. This was mid-June, about 20 years ago, and I was sitting outside on Aunt Lou's back patio, the best place in the world. Within moments, the yard was filled with thousands of fireflies sparkling low to the grass, as if they were all entering the world at the same time, like a silent carpet of blinking Christmas lights. I had never seen anything like it. I had everyone come outside to see them, and we were all enchanted by the moment. I had been feeling a little low as we neared the anniversary of my mother's death, when these unassuming, fairy-like creatures reminded me that the world is a magical place. At any moment, we might see something that takes our breath away. So captivating are these wondrous encounters. The fireflies have popped up in my journal the first time they appear each summer. So mystical are they that every time, I'm at a loss to describe precisely what they remind me of. Sometimes they are tiny dancing stars, sometimes the first snow of winter. Maybe they are the inspiration behind sparkling Christmas lights. Fireflies have a way of erasing time and space. And whenever I see fireflies, I am taken straight back to that night at Aunt Lou's, back to that patio with her and a few of my cousins, and I am happy. Fireflies illumine our lives with little moments of joy. I challenge anyone to see a firefly and not smile. It is amazing to watch young kids see fireflies. They are transformed as if encountering a new world. Here's my haiku to the firefly. Am I a firefly producing my own light? Soon disappearing. Each year, the first June night that they twinkle into my yard or light up the trees of the creek behind my neighborhood, I've thought, please God, never let a June come and we don't see fireflies. Well, here we are, halfway through July 2024, and I haven't seen a flash or a sparkle, not one beacon bringing me back to that night on Aunt Lou's porch. Oh, where have all the fireflies gone? This is Curious Planet, and I am Jacqueline Comito. I don't think I saw a firefly all summer, not in Iowa, and not on Madeline Island in Lake Superior. I didn't think much of it until this fall, when I read that a few species of fireflies are threatened in the eastern part of the United States. I felt a dread in the pit of my stomach. Could the last generation who will experience fireflies already be born? Many of us feel a deep nostalgic connection to fireflies, writes Sarah Lewis, a professor in the Department of Biology at Tufts University, in her beautiful book, Silent Sparks, The Wondrous World of Fireflies. She continues, for centuries, fireflies' graceful, luminous dances have inspired wonder from poets, artists, and children of all ages. Fireflies create a magic that transcends time and space. Their resplendent displays change ordinary landscapes into places ethereal and otherworldly. Fireflies seem to exemplify the relationship between memory and nature. Our team at Iowa Learning Farms has been trying to improve their storytelling skills, and I decided to make October's writing prompt about fireflies. Each writer would produce a 150-word essay or poem about an encounter with fireflies in the past, which could be earlier this summer or when they were kids. These writing assignments are a competition of sorts, where they post their entries on Slack and the rest of the team responds to each essay with emojis to express their feelings toward the work. They are both professional development and fun team building. Everyone had distinct and vivid memories to share. Mitch Harding, in his essay, June's Natural Light Show, remembered trying to capture the elusive flying beetles.
Iowa's countryside at night was often lackluster as a 10-year-old, featuring little more than lights from distant farms. Fortunately, the arrival of June was accompanied by fireflies. What I once saw as a dark landscape suddenly became my own personal light show. Like many, I found these creatures incredibly fascinating. Wasting no time, I ran outside with hopes of seeing one up close. Although they seemed to be everywhere, I quickly discovered that fireflies aren't so easy to catch. Slicing my hands through the air, I tried to catch one. Over and over I tried, getting the same results. Nearly defeated, I tried once more. Weakly swiping my arm through the air, I felt a tickle on my palm. Opening my hand, I glimpsed one of the brilliant actors of June's Natural Light Show. Just as quickly as it was caught, it was gone, leaving me with an empty hand and hopes to catch another.
In Liz Ripley's Fireflies, she begins to explore whether fireflies will be experienced by future generations.
Air thick with humidity. Feels like rain. Blinking, twinkling lights start to appear. First one flash, then a few more, and the night sky is dotted with stars close enough to touch. Summer is here. Eyes closed and transported to the farm upon childhood memories. Summer vacation in full swing, scraped knees and tan lines. Fireflies or lightning bugs, take your pick. Dotting the horizon as the sun sets, the dark of night takes hold. Feeling the buzz that fills the summer air as the night symphony begins, creating a sparkling sea as far as one can see. Returning, backyard nights seem dimmer now despite the street lamp glow. Just a flicker for a keen eye to spy. Soak in the joy upon a child's face when they spot their first firefly. And keep a lookout for a glimpse of that blinking beacon of summer.
The winning submission, Firefly Confessional by Ann Stout, expresses the complicated relationship between fireflies and humans.
Fireflies and warm summer evenings. Some things just go together, like peanut butter and jelly, like apple pie and ice cream. Feel that nostalgia, laid on so thick it coats your soul. Yet, equally thick and inescapable, guilt, oppressive as the humidity of midsummer. While thousands of lightning bugs flash away, living their best lives, living the dream, humans intervene. Fireflies, captured in jars, given moist paper towels and rations of grass to survive. Homo sapiens, eager young nature observers, or captors? Photinus pyralis, innocent scientific specimens, or hostages? Flashing, flickering abdomens, crushed between fingers. A freaky Frankenstein glow illuminating human hands. Stepped on, smashed, smeared. Fireworks explode on the sidewalk. Magical summer moments. Short-lived instant gratification. Decades before the flash of YouTube and TikTok. Decades before the flickering thousands dwindled to sparsity. Mea culpa, my bioluminescent friends. Mea culpa.
Fireflies might just be the best loved insect on Earth, argues Professor Lewis. Her book includes several fascinating examples of human interactions with this iconic beetle, but the one that stood out to me was Japan. No people or land has been more shaped by the firefly, or Hataru, than the Japanese. For over 1,000 years, the Hataru have held a special place in Japanese culture through art, community festivals, tourism, and popular lore. This actually led to their near extinction in the 20th century due to habitat degradation and overharvesting. They love the fireflies so much that their presence was demanded in places that didn't naturally have fireflies. hotels, restaurants, and other tourist areas. To harvest high numbers, firefly hunters were capturing primarily female fireflies as they were laying their eggs to ship all over Japan. The numbers diminished to dramatically low levels. Fortunately, this potentially tragic story didn't end there, because people all over Japan recognized that they were close to losing a natural and national treasure. Through a concerted effort to restore habitats and reintroduce fireflies, Japan has become a success story for environmental conservation. Toward the end of the book, Lewis writes, "As the wave of humanity washes over our planet, entire ecosystems have vanished. So it might seem rather inconsequential when one species or two go extinct. Each loss represents a tiny pinprick in the fabric of life, yet some species leave an unfillable void. If fireflies were to disappear, Earth's natural magic and the quality of our lives would be perceptibly diminished. Of course, it wouldn't happen all at once. It would be more like extinguishing a roomful of candles, one by one. You might not notice when the first flame is extinguished, but in the end, you'd be left sitting in darkness." It is possible that the fireflies in my backyard were impacted by the multi-year drought we experienced from 2022 until 2024. Fireflies need moisture in each of their life cycles, so drought is one of the most serious threats they face. Light pollution, overuse of pesticides, and not enough taller grass are also threats to fireflies. Maybe the fireflies closer to the creek survived and can repopulate the area. I hope so. But hope isn't enough. With fireflies and so many other threatened species, they need us to begin undoing what we unwittingly have done. This spring, I plan to leave sections of grass in my backyard tall and keep the lights in the back off. I try not to use pesticides at all. These are a few of the things we can do in our backyards to encourage our sparkly friends to acknowledge their importance in our lives. Just as at any moment we might see something that takes our breath away, at any moment, we might lose that same thing. I want future generations to experience the joys of fireflies, to be able to connect themselves to the singular magic of nature. I think our very humanity depends on it.